From Washington, this is VOA News. There is a claim of responsibility for a terrorist attack today in Indonesia. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Thursday's coordinated bomb and gun attack in the Indonesian capital of Jakarta that left 7 people dead, including all 5 attackers. The violence began with a series of explosions in the middle of the morning in an area near a shopping center, luxury hotels, embassies, and other office buildings. In total, 6 blasts were reported. At least one of those blasts occurred close to a Starbucks coffee shop frequented by foreigners. The coffee chain later said it closed all of its locations in Jakarta as a security precaution. Here is VOA Indonesian Service reporter Franz Deman.
They're using grenade, but some say that they may use also suicide bomb near the Starbucks cafe. But the grenade they throw to the police.
By late afternoon, authorities declared the attack over, saying all 5 militants were killed. 2 other people, a Canadian and an Indonesian, were also killed, according to police. Indonesia, the world's largest Muslim-majority nation, has been the target of several terrorist attacks, most notably the 2002 Bali bombings that killed 202 people, most of them foreign tourists. Before Thursday, the last attack against foreigners was a twin hotel bombing in Jakarta in 2009. Jakarta has long been warning about the threat of recruitment by Islamic State and other extremist groups. Hundreds of Indonesians are believed to have left to fight with Islamic State in Syria and in Iraq. Make sure you follow all the latest developments on this story and all else on our website. You can find it at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkish tanks